Well, children of the Most High God and prayer warriors, this is our consular prayer for the month of August.
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Well, we're going to press on with this consular prayer, and we're going to ask the Holy Spirit of God to anoint it, not only me, but the equipment as well. We're going to start out by asking God to stir the hearts of the remnant to repentance, to holiness, to faithfulness, and to intercessory prayer. We're going to pray, asking God to stir the hearts of the remnant. He always has a remnant. Always. So we're going to ask him now, in these days when we need intercessory prayer so desperately, we're going to ask him to stir the hearts of the remnant. Firstly, to repentance. Secondly, to holiness. Thirdly, to faithfulness, and fourthly, to intercessory prayer. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne as intercessors, as your children. And Father, we're asking you in this expression of this contrite prayer to stir the hearts of the remnant to repentance, to holiness, to faithfulness, and to intercess for prayer. Father, I think sometimes we perhaps forget that you have a remnant. Even in those nations where the church is being persecuted and prosecuted, China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, and the list goes on. Father, you have a remnant. Elijah lost sight of that. Elijah asked to die because he lost sight of the fact that you have a remnant. But you always have a remnant, Father. You have a worldwide remnant. You have a remnant in whatever nation, of whatever race, of whatever denomination. And we're simply coming before your throne as the people of God, the children of God, as intercessors, asking you in each and every nation, in each and every denomination, we're asking you to stir the hearts of those of your children purchased by the blood of Christ. Stir their hearts, we pray, to repentance individually, nationally. Stir their hearts to a life of holiness. Stir their hearts to a heart of faithfulness. And stir their hearts to intercessory prayer, to advance the kingdom of God on every front in every nation of the world. And Father, when you do this, we will give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. Our second item in this August Concert of Prayer, we're going to pray asking God to recover and restore those truly born again who have faltered and who have failed. Folks, we're told that some 40 million people have dropped out of church. We're told about churches that are up for sale, closing the church doors. So we're going to pray, asking God to recover and restore those truly born again who have faltered, who have failed in their walk with Him. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before your throne now, asking you, Heavenly Father, to recover, restore those who were truly born again, who have faltered and failed in their walk with you. Father, we are not really sure how to interpret the data. We don't know if we have a falling away or whether or not we have a pruning. We're not sure. Jesus, you said that those of us who are believers are branches, that you're the vine, and that those non-productive branches will be taken away, cut off. So, Father, we don't know how to interpret the data. But we know this. We know that not all who dropped out of church were truly children of God. Obviously, Father, they were not all truly children of God. I have no doubt that each had their own personal reason for attending. And were we to question them, Father, they would have their own personal reasons for leaving. But you know the reasons. You know why they attended. You know why they quit attending. You know their hearts. Father, perhaps some were branches not very productive. Maybe they were fruitless. Maybe they were barren twigs on the vine. But you know the problem with each and every one. But Father, in all that mix, there has to be those who were truly, truly, truly born again, children of God. So we're asking you in your love, your mercy, your grace, we're asking you to recover, restore those. Recover them. Restore them. And Father, send them to a church of your choice. Send them back to a church. They may be embarrassed to go back to the church they were at. But Father, send them to a church of your choice, a church, Father, where you would place them to be trained in the Word of God, to be loved, to be received, to be accepted, and to be discipled. So Father, we're simply asking you to recover and restore those who were truly born again, who have faltered and failed in their walk, and we thank you in Jesus' name. All right. Our third item. We're going to pray asking God to set the captives free. Jesus said he came to set the captives free, did he not? That's what he said. Jesus said he came to set the captives free. So we're going to ask him now to set the captives free from whatever deception and type of bondage they are in. Because you see, as captives, they are in bondage. They're in bondage. So we're going to pray now, asking God to set the captives free from whatever bondage, whatever deception they may be in. We want God to do that. We want him to move. We want him to set the captives free from whatever deception, whatever bondage they may be in. Let's pray that right now. Gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we come before your throne now asking you, Father God, to set the captives free from whatever deception and whatever type of bondage in which they're being held captive. Father, there are multitudes. There are multitudes in bondage today. Multitudes have been deceived, and in their deception, they're held in bondage. They're held in bondage in all manner of ungodly lifestyles of whatever kind. And Father, we all know of those, or we know those, who are in bondage. And they don't understand that they're deceived, Father. They don't understand they're in bondage. And then, Father, there are some in different false systems of religion. They themselves have been deceived. They've believed a perverted, misrepresented gospel. But they know no better. But we're asking you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, we're asking you to invade the ranks of those who have been deceived. We're asking you to invade the ranks of the multitudes who are in bondage. And we're asking you to bring them out of bondage and bring them into the kingdom of God. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, to penetrate the kingdom of darkness with the love of Christ and the light of the gospel, and bring multitudes who have been deceived, who are in bondage in their lifestyle, in their system of religion, whatever it may be. We're asking you to penetrate that darkness of deception, and we're asking you to deliver the captive, bring them out of bondage, and bring them into the kingdom of God, and then use them for your glory, your honor, and your praise. And we thank you, Father. All right. Our fourth item, we're going to pray asking God to stir the hearts of multitudes of the elect to receive Christ Jesus as Lord, understanding who the elect are. Who are the elect? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We want to pray because there are so many who are of the elect, who have been chosen by God from eternity past in his omniscience, knowing that day would come when they would call out to him. So we're going to ask him, maybe we should put it this way, to accelerate the process. I think we could do that. Say, Father, would you accelerate the process and stir the hearts of multitudes of the elect to receive Christ Jesus as Lord? Would you? Would you, Father? We're asking you to stir the hearts of multitudes of the elect to receive Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior, as their Lord. We ask you to do that, Father, in Jesus' name. Pray that right now, folks. Pray that right now. Heavenly Father, we continue coming before your throne, Father, and Father God, we come asking you now to stir the hearts of multitudes of the elect to receive Christ Jesus as Lord. Father, stir their hearts, those who are of the elect and don't even yet know they are of the elect. They don't understand your omniscience. They don't understand that you have known from eternity past. So, Father, we're asking you to stir their hearts with dissatisfaction where they are in life. Dissatisfaction with that where they've tried to find comfort and peace and relief and fulfillment. We're asking you to stir their hearts with dissatisfaction and with a desire to find satisfaction in Christ Jesus. Father, some have never heard the gospel. And some, Father, are relatives of those involved in this contrary prayer. Some are co-workers and neighbors with those involved in this contrary prayer. And Father, some of them have never heard the gospel. How can they believe on one whom they've never heard of? And how can they hear unless someone goes to them and shares the gospel? So we're asking you, Father God, to stir the hearts of multitudes of the elect to receive Jesus Christ as Lord. Doing that, we're asking you to stir their hearts with dissatisfaction with everything they've tried to find satisfaction in. Stir their hearts with dissatisfaction with that lifestyle, with that expression of life, whatever it may be, even religious life, and bring them, we pray, to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, Father, raise them up. Raise them up in the kingdom of God to be salt and to be light and to help advance the kingdom of God, letting others know that they could not find what they have found in the kingdom of darkness, that they only found it in the kingdom of light in Christ Jesus. So, Father, we're asking you to stir the hearts and of the multitudes of the elect to receive Christ Jesus as their Lord. All right, that was item number 5. Now we're going to pray for you. Folks, I can't heal you. I cannot heal you, but I know someone who can. No, wait a minute, I'm getting ahead of myself. We want to pray now. We want to pray asking God to diminish and destroy the strongholds of Satan in our nation of whatever kind. And we got a host of them. We have a host of satanic strongholds in the life of our nation, at every level in the life of our nation. And we're going to pray now asking God to diminish and to destroy the strongholds of Satan in our nation of whatever kind, wherever it may exist, whatever kind, wherever it may be. Let's pray that right now. Thank you. Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne now, asking you to diminish and destroy the strongholds of Satan in our nation of whatever kind. Father, Satan has gained a toehold, a foothold, on which to build his strongholds at every level of life in our nation, including in the church. So we're coming before your throne as intercessors, as soldiers of the cross, as prayer warriors. And we're asking you, our Father and our God, to diminish and to destroy the strongholds of Satan in our nation at every level of life and in every level of life in our nation. Father, in the church itself, in the church, in our legislative system, in our academic systems, in our judicial systems, in corporate America, Father, at every level of life in this nation, Satan has infected and affected every level of life in this nation, including the church. He gained that toehold, the foothold, and developed a stronghold. So now we're asking you to demolish it. We are asking you, as a sovereign God of this universe and our Heavenly Father, to set in motion that series of events that will see the satanic strongholds in our nation of whatever kind diminished and destroyed. And we come to you because you're the only one who can do it. You're the only one who can do it. You're the only one that will do it. So we come before asking you to do it. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, now I'm back on track. I started to tell you a moment ago, I can't heal you. I can't solve whatever you're facing, but I have a friend who can. I know someone who can. You know, I preached a message the other day about those who came to Christ Jesus with expectation, anticipation. They had desires, they had needs. That old Scottish preacher, Alexander White, made the comment in teaching on Habakkuk, that wouldn't it be something if God ever said to the angels surrounding the throne, why should I answer their prayer? They don't expect anything. So, friend, we want to come into these concerts of prayer expecting God to hear us and to do what we're asking him to do, because every prayer we're praying in this concert of prayer has to do with the advancement of the kingdom of God. And now we want to pray for you. I want you to enter into this prayer expecting, with anticipation. What is your need? What is your desire? Here's what I want you to do. In the next few moments, I want you to express your desire. I want you to express your need, whatever it may be. I want you to firmly state to the Father your desire. What would you like for him to do in your life at this time, of whatever kind it may be? I want you to express your need and your desire. It may be interceding for someone else. I don't know. And then I'm going to come back in a few minutes, and we're all going to join our hearts together, asking God to hear your prayer. We're going to ask the Heavenly Father to hear your prayer. So pray it now, while the music is playing. Go before the throne. State your need. State your desire. And go with expectation. Go with anticipation, regardless of what the enemy tries to whisper to you. Do it now. I'll be back in a moment, and we'll pray for you. Well, dear hearts, as I told you, I can't heal you, but I know someone who can. And I can pray for you. I can intercede for you, as can all of us. So we're going to pray for you in a moment. We're going to intercede on your behalf. So make your requests known to the Lord. But do it with expectation, anticipation. I'll be back in a moment, and we'll pray for you. My Father and my God, Lord, I come before your throne along with these others who are praying now. We pray for these who have lifted up their needs, their desires, their problems. And Jesus, we're bringing them before your throne in intercessory prayer. And we're asking you to do, Jesus, what only you can do. We're asking you, Jesus, to bring comfort, to bring peace, to bring relief, to bring healing. Jesus, nothing is too hard for you. The angel Gabriel said, with God, nothing is impossible. So, Father, we're simply bringing these people before you, and I agree with them in their prayer. Father, I pray for each and every one of these. And, Father, we remember Billy, that old retired Marine out in California, asking you to touch him and strengthen him and encourage him and heal him and bring him relief and comfort. So, Father, with these who have submitted their request to you, their needs. Father God, I'm asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus, meet them at the point of their need. Meet them at the point of their need. And we're asking you to do for them what no medical protocol can do. Whatever that need may be, Father, physical, emotional, financial, spiritual, we're asking you to do what only you can do. And Father, when you do this, we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us in this contrite prayer. Until we have a chance to do this again, be ever so blessed. God bless.